A reading from the book of Ecclesiasticus. Resentment and anger, these are foul things, and both are found with the sinner. He who exacts vengeance will experience the vengeance of the Lord, who keeps strict account of sin. Forgive your neighbor the hurt he does you, and when you pray, your sins will be forgiven. If a man nurses anger against another, can he then demand compassion from the Lord? Showing no pity for a man like himself, can he then plead for his own sins? Mere creature of flesh, he cherishes resentment. Who will forgive him his sins? Remember the last things and stop hating. Remember disillusion and death and live by the commandments. Remember the commandments and do not bear your neighbor ill will. Remember the covenant of the Most High and overlook the offense. The word of the Lord.
The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. My soul give thanks to the Lord. All my being bless his holy name. My soul give thanks to the Lord. And never forget all his blessings. The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. It is He who forgives all your guilt, who heals every one of your the grave, who crowns you with love and compassion. The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. Wrath will come to an end. He will not be angry forever. He does not treat us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our faults. The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. For as the heavens are high above the strong is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our sins. The Lord is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. The life and death of each of us has its influence on others. If we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord, so that alive or dead, we belong to the Lord. This explains why Christ both died and came to life. It was so that he might be Lord both of the dead and of the living. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter went up to Jesus and said, Lord, how often must I forgive my brother if he wrongs me? As often as 7 times? Jesus answered, Not 7, I tell you, but 77 times. And so the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who decided to settle his accounts with his servants. When the reckoning began, he brought him a man who owed 10,000 talents, but he had no means of paying. So his master gave orders that he should be sold, together with his wife and children and all his possessions, to meet the debt. At this, the servant threw himself down at his master's feet. Give me time, he said, and I will pay the whole sum. And the servant's master felt sorry for him, that he let him off with the debt and cancelled it. Now, as this servant went out, he happened to meet a fellow servant who owed him 100 denarii. He seized him by the throat and began to throttle him. Pay what you owe me, he said. His fellow servant fell at his feet and implored him, saying, Give me time and I will pay you. But the other would not agree. On the contrary, he had him thrown into prison till he should pay the debt. His fellow servants were deeply distressed when they saw what had happened, and they went to their master and reported the whole affair to him. Then the master sent for him. You wicked servant, he said, I cancelled all that debt of yours when you appealed to me. Were you not bound then to have pity on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And in his anger, the master handed him over to the torturers till he should pay all his debt. And that is how my heavenly Father will deal with you, unless you forgive your brother from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord. Thank you. I know Father's got to rush off early today, so I won't keep you long. I don't know how many of you have been watching The Woman in the Wall. Anyone? Interesting, isn't it? Last part tonight. It's interesting because it's one of the things that has captivated most of Ireland. I don't know how many of you have seen the film Philomena. Yeah? Anyone seen Philomena? One or two. Again, it's intriguing because it's all about a girl who has a child. And when she was pregnant and her parents found out she was pregnant, they sent her to the convent where she could have the child. Resemblance of, what was it called, the Magdalene convents? Yeah? Or the Magdalene laundry. So it's a similar situation. And the woman never ever forgot she gave birth to that child, who had then been put up for adoption to a couple in America. And this woman, all the way through her life, was concerned and worried about her child, who was called Anthony. And she went and tried to find out where Anthony was later in life. But she went to the convent and they'd give her no information. But eventually she found out that he'd been sent to a couple in Ireland, from Ireland to America. Martin Sixsmith, I think it was, actually helped her in her search for her child. And then what happened was basically she couldn't find him, but she still never forgot him. But after more work with the help of Martin Sixsmith, she found that he had had a very successful career in politics, I think. I'm sure it's politics. And he then died of AIDS. Subsequently, she found out that before he died, he'd been to Ireland to search for his roots. And after searching for his roots, without much success, he went back to America and died of AIDS. Eventually, with the help of Martin Sixsmith, she found the Order of Sisters who had sent her child to America, and in particular one sister. So she said to Martin Sixsmith, "Do you think I can go and see her?" So they went to see her. And she at this time now was in a wheelchair. And she says to the sister, "I forgive you." Not the type of thing you would think with such a deed that had been done. But I think long before she'd met this sister, she'd decided in her heart to forgive her. So when she actually met this sister, she found it much easier to say, "I forgive you." I wonder how many of us could do that, to offer forgiveness when they have been wronged so badly. What Jesus is saying to us today in the gospel is, no matter what hurt you receive from someone else, you have to look into your own heart to seek forgiveness for the person that's wronged you. And we've all come across situations where, even in families, close families, hurt is kept going because people can't forgive. I'm not saying they should forget, but they do need to forgive. Because we cannot ask forgiveness of the Lord if we don't forgive others. And remember, he forgave the very people who crucified him on the cross. Forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. It's a hard message, a difficult message, because it's not human nature to forgive. It's more like human nature is to repay evil with evil. So let's hope that at this Eucharist today, we receive the grace to help us seek forgiveness for any wrongs done to us and for any wrongs done by us. So as we leave today, maybe just take time out to think about the ones who we can forgive, no matter, even if they do not forgive you. It's got to come from our hearts, our own hearts. It's a choice of forgiveness that we have to make.